halacha, the get cotton matim also a das basti. Rafuna says that even though the cotton is a lav kar das, Rochen Lodam Shlobafanov tells me that Bezdin can be Zoche on his behalf and make him a ger. And then the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef Eed, Higdilu Yecholim Lichos. And even though Rafuna says Matilin Asal Das Bezdin, there's a potential for Macha. He can protest. The Ger Kotan can protest, and somehow he can upend the Gers. He can cancel the Gers. The question is, how does this Macha work? How does the protest work? The Ger Kotan is a Ger, the Katnuso, and then when he's Mocha, Mikano Lahaba, he's no longer a Ger. Is it okay, the Ger is Mikano Lahaba, only from now on? Or is it Oker Lemafrei as well? Is it a retroactive Akira? So this is a Shaila that the Chasam Sofer raised. If you saw in the Pisrei Tshuva, the last part of the Pisrei Tshuva, Chasam Sofer raises this as a Shaila. What does the Mecha do? Rav Yosef says, Higdilu Yecholim Limchos. So does that mean that Mishosh, Higdilu, they can be Mocha, even though they were Gerim, Gemurim, Magom Biayin is Kosher, until this point now, Magom Biayin is not Kosher? Mikano lahaba, they're no longer gerin. Or do we say no? That if they're mocher, then lemafreya, it turns out they were never gerin, even from the beginning. So the Chasam Sofer concludes, he thinks that the mecha is oker, the geris lemafreya. That retroactively, it turns out that they were never gerin. They were never gerin. Some point out that this seems to be what the Rishonim say as well. Hagos Ashri and Simen Chav Gimel, right here, Al Asan. Hagos Ashri writes like this: "Ubedin shektana gioris muteris liyisra." The ketana gioris, the gioris ketana, right? Meaning she's a gioris ketana. Bezdin were megayer her. She's muteris liyisra, meaning she is a gioris gimura. Alpha gavdi moches he havi ovedes kochavim lemafreya. Alpha gavdi moches havi ovedes kochavim lemafreya. Nevertheless, she's a gioris gimura. She's muteris liyisra, even when she's a ketana. Huadin ger koton Lisa Bas Yisro. Also, she says the same by a ger koton, meaning the gerim gemurim the katnusa. Lemafreya, the geris is going to be nekar if they're mocha, but until they're mocha, the gerim gemurim. This seems to emerge from the Ritva as well. The Ritva asked the kasha, had this a while back. The Ritva asked, how can we eat from the shechita of the ger katan? How can we allow his kedushin to be kedushin? For Yosef says, "Ikdili yecholim limchos," and then it'll turn out l'mafreya that they were never gerim. So the shechita is a shechita psula. It's like a shechita zakum. How can we allow him to marry a bas yisrael? He's docha goy l'mafreya if he's mochen. So the implication of the Ritva is that the geris is nekar l'mafreya if they're going to be mochen. And in fact, that's what the Ritva quotes to Rashi. Pirish Rashi sheicholam limchas v'chosim lemafreya nochem gemurim. Lo havi kiger shechozel l'sura the havi ki Yisrael mumur. Normally, if a ger is a ger gadol and he decides he doesn't want to keep Torah mitzvah, so he's like a Yisrael mumur. Yisrael achol bishachot a Yisrael. He's still a Yisrael. But Zokta Ritva from Rashi that the ger kotan is not like that. Ger kotan, if he's mocha, then lemafreya they're chozer nochem gemurim. Where does Rashi say this? Show me a Rashi. Where does Rashi say this on Asuvia? Anyone? No one? Where does Rashi say this? It's a good thing no one knows, because it's nowhere. It's not in the Rashi on Asuka. I'm not sure where the Ritva got this. He quotes a Rashi, but I don't know, I'm not sure where the Rashi is. It's not on Asuka. I tried to trick you, but you didn't fall for it. Okay, so from the Ritva, it's mashma clearly that the Geras is Nekal and Mafreya Bezimachon. He quotes Rashi that says it beferish. Dagos Ashri, Rashi, the Ritva. What's the Ritva's answer, by the way, to the Kasha? Right? If the Geiris is going to be Nekar Lemafreya through the Macha, so how can we function over here? We're going to allow him to be a Yisrael, to act like a Yisrael, to marry a Bas Yisrael, to touch the Yayin. What's going to be? Ezra, what's the answer? Menachoshesh. What's the word? What's the word that he uses? Chazaka, right? Chazaka, we assume. Right? There's an assumption. He wants to be, well, we don't know what he wants to be, but let's assume he grows up in a home that's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. He's going to grow up in the Jewish community. So we assume he's going to want it. He's going to see the people who are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. He's going to want to emulate them. And then he's not going to be mocha. So we're not afraid. But if he would be mocha, l'mafreya, he wouldn't be again. So that's what the Rishonim seem to say. It's very difficult to assume that the Geiris of a Ger Katan is Chal initially, and then if he's Mocha, Mikanu Lahaba, it's Nekah. But before he was a Jew, and now he's a God, very difficult to say that. So the Rishonim really don't. It's clear from the Rishonim that they hold Lamafreya, he's not going to be a Ger. That it never happened. But to say that he's a Jew, and then somehow it's going to change, that's very difficult. But how does the Mecha work? What exactly does this Mecha do? What does it do? We keep on saying that's Oker the Geris Lamafreya. Is that really what's happening? It's Oker at Lamafreya? Or maybe it's something different. Oker Lamafreya, how does it do that? How does it Oker Lamafreya? What kind of a Koach do we have to be Oker Lamafreya? So as we pointed out yesterday, Tosfos in Sanhedrin doesn't learn that the Mecha is actually Oker the Geris Lamafreya. How does Tosfos learn? The Ritva quoted him in his first sheet of them. It's not really a Geiris until he does a Kabbalah Mishahidim. Rav Yosef's statement, Higdilu Yecholim Limchos, is not really saying that the Mecha is over the Geiris Lamafreya. What he's really saying is that if he's Mekabel upon himself, mitzvahs, and the way Tosfos learns, we need an actual formal Kabbalah in Bezdin Mishahidim. Other Rishonim say it doesn't have to be a formal Kabbalah, but if he's Noe Minig Yehudis, that's tantamount to a Kabbalah. So according to both Shitas, he has to do something positive. Mecha'a is really just a lack of positive. You really need a Kabbalah. Mecha'a just means that he's not going to do something positive. He says he doesn't want it. So if he doesn't want it, it's not that it's Oker Lemafreya, the Geiris, it's that you didn't have the positive Kabbalah, so the Geiris can't be Chal. The Geiris can't be Chal. Right? That's the pshat. The Geiris can't be Chal with the Kabbalah. Where is the Kabbalah? The Bali Tosfos in our sugya, they assume there has to be something positive, either a positive formal Kabbalah or a Noeg Minag Yehudis, like our Tosfos says, like the Rosh said, you probably saw, right? That Noeg Bedas Yehudis, that's something positive. Rav Yosef is saying, Dili Yecholim Limchos, doesn't really mean that the Mecha is Oker the Geiris. The Pshat is Mecha means I'm not going to be Mekabel, so if you're lacking the positive, then the Geiris can't get off the ground. That's one Pshat. The other way to look at it is no, that Bezdin is Zoche in the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Bezdin actually Zoche, but Katnuso in the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs for the Ger. That's when the Kabbalah is. It's not Mishahig, but the Kabbalah is actually the Katnuso. If that's the case, what's the Mecha going to do? The Mecha is not simply expressing the fact that the Ger doesn't want the positive Kabbalah. We don't need this positive Kabbalah. It existed already. There was a Zechiyah in the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. So then what's the Mecha doing? It's Oker Lamafreya. Right? Then it's Taka. According to this sheet, you have to say it's Oker the Geiris Lamafreya. But how does that work? The Geiris exists, so what koach does the Ger Katan have to the Oker Lamafreya? So the answer must be that how is the Geiris working? How's the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs working? The Katnusa. To what principle? Zachin. So how's the Mecha working? What exactly does it accomplish? Help me. Yeah, here.
It shows that it wasn't in his best interest.
The rule generally is that if Reuven picks up something on behalf of Shimon, Mekachomemka, Zechia, Mitzia, right? Mammon. He picks up something on behalf of Shimon and he wants to be Zochah to him. So now if Shimon sees that he picked up he gives it to Shimon, he says, I picked it up for you. If Shimon says, no, I'm sorry, I don't want it. Is he Zochah Bal Karcha? No, he can't be Zochah Bal Karcha. So even though we assume that if it's a Zochah Zochah and Ladam Shlomo Fana, we assume the guy's going to want it and the Zechia works, but it only works if when you present it to him, he says, yeah, I do want it, I'm very happy with what you did. But if the moment that you present it to him, he shrugs it off, he says, no, I'm not interested, so then there is no Zochah over here. That's just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma that he never meant it as, he never wanted it because he doesn't against his Zochahs. Dr. Ritvain Kedushin on Achav Gimel, I didn't decide it, but the Ritva says, Agim Mara, Higdili Yechol HaMilchos, is a riot, it's Zachin Bal Karcha, doesn't work. I guess you could say it's a Svara, but that's what the Ritva says, that's what our Sugi is saying. The Zechiyah is in the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, but if the Ger Katan is Mocha Mishahidil, then he's demonstrating it was never a Zechiyah, it's never a Zechiyah, and the thing never got off the ground. That's an Akira, my friend. That's what it means. It's not Oke, it's not a new Koach to the Oke. It's a koach to be megale. Was it a zchus or not? If the ger katan is mocha, then his megala never was his chus, so it never got off the ground. So the mafreya, the whole ger, is never began.
I suppose his answer is
more
for the mafreya. It sounds more like now.
The mafreya had his what? The lashon
of Yuliyah Chazal.
No, because the problem is that what's the real geiris? The real geiris is the ma'isa tefila. Ma'isa tefila, right? The ma'isa tefila is not here right now. So if we don't assume that the chalos geiris occurs b'shas ha'tefila, then it's called sekinyana. No, we had a Rashba that asked that said something about that, right? Rav Huna, Madilon Asal Das Bezdin. So the problem of Kosa Kinyana should play a role over here. So it makes sense that we have to say that the Geiris is Takachal Bekadnuso, it's Chal Beshas Atvila. Aye, but there's no Kabbalah Samitzvah. No, so we have to figure out a way that once there's a Kabbalah Samitzvah, that's Megala, that Beshas Mais Atvila, if Taka was a Schus, and if it was a Schus then I'm afraid Taka the Geiris can be Chal. Yes?
Is it possible that Freya is a good Geiris?
According to Tosis? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. According to Tosis, Lamafrey, it's a good Geiris. According to the other Pshat, that Bezdin is Zochen and the Kabbalah Samitzvah, Lamafrey, it's not a good Geiris if he's Mochen. Right. That's exactly my point. Rav Yosef says, Idili Yechol and Lilkos. What does that mean? Is the Pshat that the Mecha'a is Oka the Geiris Lamafrey, or is the Pshat that the lack of Mecha'a is Mekayim the Geiris Lamafrey? It's exactly what I'm trying to bring out. Two different ways of looking at the mecha. Is the key the mecha or the lack of mecha? Meaning the positive Kabbalah or the positive Nihuk?
What kind of chazakah is this that the Korinthians were relying upon?
It's a Ruba the Lesser Kamon that we assume that most people who are growing up in a home that's showing Torah mitzvahs or growing up in a Jewish community are gonna want it.
Is it possible that they're arguing about whether or not we can rely on that chazakah?
Like for right Issa v'Heter? Normally we follow Rove by Yisra v'Heter.
So why then those...
I think everyone says that you can rely on that chazaka. The question is, how is the Geiris working? Like, everyone is going to say that the guy is a Jew, the Katnusa. The question is, how did that happen?
Even according to Tosfos? Meaning only for only Lamafreya.
Right.
So I'm saying, but of course...
But so what? Lamafreya, if he's not a Jew, Lamafreya, then it turns out that his Shechita was possible, so we ate Nevela.
So I'm saying we rely... No, but I'm saying according to like those who say that really it's he's Mamish a Jew right now, rather it's only going to be Magra Lamafreya, right? So does that mean that according to them, you can't say it the other ways, because otherwise, right now, going forward, we're relying on a Chazaka...
We still have to rely on the chazaka, because if he's mocha later, then it's mekel amafreya, so we're still going to be up the creek without a paddle.
But from this point going forward, we're not. If you say that he's mamish a good gear right now, then you're not as much relying on the chazaka that it'll stay. It's just okay in the future, then we'll deal with it. As opposed to right now, he's not a gear. It's more of a reliance on a chazaka.
I think those we've shown him had a different shot for. Another reason. I think what bothered them is they couldn't imagine that you could have a geiris that's going to be chal b'shas tefila without a kabbalah samitzvahs. To say that you can have the kabbalah samitzvahs in the future and somehow the mafreya we're going to combine the two and say that the geiris is chal b'shas tefila, that troubled them. I think that's a much more fundamental issue. But normally we assume everything's happening at the same time. In fact, the way the Gemara in Yevamos has it, right, the Brice in Yevamos, it says that the Talmidei Chachamim are standing there at the mikvah and we do a kabbalah samitzvahs b'shas tefila. So to say that the Kabbalah Samitzvah is going to be later, years later, and somehow we're going to connect that to the Tefillah, that's a Chiddush, so the Rishonim aren't so convinced that that's the right way to go. Okay? So then we had a question. You might actually have a question. Abai and Rav had two kashas. You know what, let's just read the Gemara again. Let's read it through. Both Abai and Rav. I think we read Abai's kasha. Let's read Abai and Rav. Eitzvi Abai. Our Mishnah, if a girl is miskayeres, chusam mibash shal sham yamechad, so the sulah chosim, even if she had beer beforehand, so kuzubasa masai, because she's becheskas besula. If Rav Yosef is right, that they can be mocha, yavin lo ksuba dozla vachla begeyusa, but we're going to give her a ksuba bekatnusa, then she'll eat it. Begeyusa, maybe she'll become a goya again. So if the Gemara lechi gadla, we're not going to give her the ksuba till she becomes a gadola. In fact, the Gemara lechi gadla nami nimchia benafka. What's that going to solve the problem? She'll be mocha after gadlas. The Gemara came and she did the shalachas v'lamichas v'shuven yecholo limchos. She has a window, and once she's higdila shalachas, she wasn't mocha, then she can't be mocha. So we'll only give her the ksuba after higdila shalachas. That's Abai. Abai asked the kasha from our Mishnah, and he answered that there's a window of opportunity for her to be mocha, but after that window passes, it's over. Mosiv Rava Elunar sheyesh lam knas. Habala, Mamzeres, Viala Nesina, Viala Kusis, Viala Gioris, Viala Shuya, Viala Shivcha, Shinivdu, Shinizgaru, Shinishtachu, Kusis, and Doshal Shan Yamecha, Yeshlein Knaz. A lot of cases there. The Gemara, the beginning of the third parak, discusses all the details. You know, you always come full circle at the end of the year, right? Always got to start with the same mission and end with the same mission. Right? Hadron Aloch, Hadron Aloch. That means we're going to come back. We have to start Chazar in the third parak now. But not for today. So says the Gemara, "V'yam eti dili yochalam limchos yavinu laknas de'ozo l'ocha v'geyusa." Not to make suba, but to make knas, right? Onus mafate knas. So if dili yochalam limchos, how can we give her the knas? Ozo l'ocha v'geyusa. L'chigod. We're not going to give her the knas until she becomes a gedol. Ay l'chigod l'nami mimchi v'nafka. No, kevin shigdila shalachas l'michas v'shuvenu yochalam limchos. Same teretz, same pisma. Ksuba or knas, the assumption of the Mishnayos is that we're going to give this girl who's a giyores, bekatnusa, we're going to give her knas for onus and mafata, we're going to give her ksuba, ksubasa masayim. The question is, if igdili yecholam limchos, how can we do that? The ozla v'ochol begeyusa, we're going to give it to her and then she's going to eat it begeyusa, going to use it begeyusa, spend the money. Doesn't seem right. So you say, no, she can be mocha, but she only has a window of opportunity. Once she wasn't mocha, misha hegdila, then she can't be mocha. So after that window of opportunity, then we'll be able to give it to her. So Zog the Gemara, there are two kashas. Abaye lo oma ke rova, hosam knosa, tainu taima, shlo yeho de niska. Abaye didn't ask from knas. He only asked from ksuba. Why didn't he ask from knas? Why didn't he ask from Elunaris? Right? The knas, he wasn't troubled with the fact that Ozla Baruch Hu used by knas. It says in the Gemara, yeah, Shelo Yechot in Iska. Maybe there's a knas. It's not the knas that he's paying the girl. Maybe we put a knas on the boel, on the ma'anis, that we want him to pay the knas and that he won't have the beer. So even though Ozla Baruch Hu, so we don't care about that. We still want to punish, penalize the ma'anis so that he won't come to be ma'anis. So it's an exception to the rule. Rava lo amar kabaye. Why didn't Rava ask Abaye's kasha from ksuba? He only asked from knas. It says the Gemara, no, ksuba ain't a timer, shalot de kalabain of lotzia. Ksuba is different. We want that the marriage relationship will be stable. So that's a special case where we want ksuba to be masai. We don't care about azal ba'achle b'geyusa. Because we don't want it to be easy for him to divorce. So we want him to feel like he's going to have to pay for it. To stabilize the marriage. So ksuba is different. Okay, there are different reasons why Abaye didn't ask Rava's kasha and why Rava didn't ask Abaye's kasha. Okay, but these were two kashas. Gemara asked the kashas, the Gemara answered the questions. That seems to be the maskot of the Gemara. So we mentioned last time that the Ritva asked the kasha, what does Higdilu Yecholam Limchos mean? The Gemara seems to say there's a window of opportunity, but where is that window? The Katnusam, it sounds like you can't be mocha. Begaluso, I kevin shigdila shalachas shuven yechol limchos. You can't be mocha once shigdila shalachas. So where's mocha going to be? It can't be a moment before godless, and it can't be a moment after godless. So we mentioned there were three answers that the Ritva gave. Either like that Tosfos in Sanhedrin, that maybe, we weren't actually sure whether Tosfos and Sanhedrin said it, but some Bali Tosfos, that there's a formal Kabbalah begaluso. Or like the Rush and Tosfos and our sugya say that we wait until Nogah Minag Yehudis or Nohag Minag Yehudis, depending on whether he's a Zohar and a Keva. We wait until he's actually acting like a Yisroel Begadlusa. So according to those Pshatim, it's not a moment in time. There's a little bit of time. We have to see what he's doing. If his actions speak for him, that he wants to accept upon himself Yadus, so then he can't be mocha anymore. According to the other pshat, you need a formal Kabbalah. So we wait until the formal Kabbalah. We have to ask him whether he wants it. Comes the Ritva and says the third pshat. The Ritva says that there is no formal Kabbalah. And we don't look for his action. Or rather, it's a mecha. Rabbi Yosef's, the simple understanding of the statement, is that there's a mecha here. Not that it's the lack of mecha that's the positive, but that there's a mecha. So how can there be a mecha? Zok the Ritva. It's occurring over a period of time. It's not at a split second. It's not like there's a critical moment. It's occurring in mikad nuso va'ad gad lusa, a little bit before Godless and a little bit after that, and it's continuing with gad lusa. So that's why there's no moment where there's a lack of mecha. We see the kadnuso, as he's approaching Godless, he really doesn't like it. They want him to practice his tefillin, and he doesn't want to do that. He's not shomer Shabbos appropriately, so we see already that it's not going so well. We're hoping that maybe he'll come around. But then, begadluso, if he just continues to be knowing in that way, and he doesn't want to accept upon himself Torah mitzvahs, that's the mecha. It's not that there was a split second begadluso, but rather it was something. It was an ongoing process. It was something that started begadluso and it ended begadluso. That's how there's no problem that he was already godel before the mecha took place. Now this is a very important issue. Rabbi Shechter likes to point out. Rabbi Yoshiv is very makir when it comes to geris of a ger katan, that he says you should have another kabbalah when they become gedolim. Rabbi Shechter felt that that's not the minhag. The old minhag was not to rely on, it was not to be machmer for those balitosis, but rather to assume that the real kabbalah samisus occurred bekatnusa. And that a mecha can retroactively uproot the geiris, but it's not as though you need a new kabbalah. Some of the more modern poskim are machmer for this. Rabbi Shechter felt that perhaps there's no reason to be machmer. That was never the minhag, and maybe we shouldn't be machmer. Maybe we'll be motzi laz on the geiris that was done years past. That's the shaila in poskim. But the shaila is: do you need a formal kabbalah? Do you need an action? Certainly, according to the first day in the Ritva, you need a formal Kabbalah, but even according to the second shot, you need some kind of an action to determine that he wants to be Yisrael. According to this third shot, no, it's the Mecha that's going to retroactively be Oker the Geiris. But it's not that you need a formal act or a formal Kabbalah in order to make the Geiris Bicham. Yes?
Is Rashi a fourth shot, or he's saying one of the 94 manifestos?
What does Rashi say?
The Lomer EF Shinoleos Geirim. You have to say it to come to base informally and say, I don't want to. Is this a different pshat?
I don't know if it's a different pshat. If it's a different pshat, so then the kasha of the Ritva comes back. Hari, he's saying like the third pshat. Right? He's saying like the Ritva itself. That they say, I don't want it. When is that happening? So you have to embellish the Rashi and say it's happening over a period of time. I don't think he's saying that they have to make a statement. It's just the word mecha sounds like a statement. I don't think they have to make a statement.
He can't come to basin when he's the kadus, only once he hits.
Does he say he's coming to Bezdin?
What's the name of the Onshan the Beis Din?
That means that once he's not a Jew, we can't be Manashim to Bezdin. The Onish takes place in Bezdin.
Is the statement
taking place in Bezdin?
If it's formal, where else is he?
It's not formal. Who says it's formal? Who says it's a formal statement? Rashi's saying there's a formal statement. When does that formal statement take place?
Where does he say it? He says it at home. I don't want to be here. How does this work?
What do you think happens? A child is being brought up in a home. And his parents are saying, Shloima, why don't you make a bracha? He says, I don't want to make a bracha. That's what happens. There's a tug of war between the parents and the children. That could be what Rashi is saying. Rashi could be saying something different. That's Rashi might be alluding to a fourth pshat, and that's the Tosis Rid on the Gilyan. The Tosis Rid has a fourth pshat. It's not in the Ritva. Maybe Rashi is saying the Tosis Rid, or maybe he's just saying the third pshat in the Ritva. What does the Tosis Rid say? V'gdilu de Rav Yosef lav davka shabo l'chlal onshim ela shabo l'chlal das v'adayin lo bo l'chlal onshim. Tosis Rid says, we're not talking about that he's bo l'chlal onshim. What does bo l'chlal onshim mean? Which age? Godless. I don't think... Oh, for an onish b'day shamayim, you have to be 20. For an onish b'day other, for Bezdin, even 13 or 12 is enough. Okay? So Zogadosh is written, Dilud Rav Yosef is not a Bolach Lalonshin, but just Bolach Lal Das. But don't we say Das and Onshin? Das and Godless are one and the same? We keep on saying Cheresh Advokat and Alab and Eidain. So what's the Tosis Rid saying? Bolach Lal Das? Bolach Lal Das? So the Chasam Sofer in Eshuvah in Yeredeya and Simen Shin Yed Zayin suggests Now maybe what the Tosfos Ritt has in mind is this. What determines that the age of 13, the age of 12, makes a Katan or a Katana Gedolim? What determines that? No, the Shtei Saros is part of Godless, but like, why do we say that they become Gedolim at that point in time? They'll have Shtei Saros, they'll have Simonim, but Shonim. Like, why do you say it's 13? Maybe it should be 12 and a half, maybe it should be 14. Why 13? Maybe it should be 18 when he learns how to drive, I don't know. Like, why should it be 13? David O? Well, what's the Koveya? That 13 is the age of God. So the Chasam Sofer quotes a Rosh. The Chubas HaRosh says that it's Halacha L'Mosh Misinai. It's part of the Halacha L'Mosh Misinai of Shiurim. Gemara in different places says that Shiurim Chatzitzin and Mechitzin Halacha L'Mosh Misinai. It's a Shiur. Halacha L'Mosh Misinai. That's the Shiur that determines Godless. Without the Halacha L'Mosh Misinai, you might think that they can become Gedolim even less than that. What should it be dependent on? And you could say that Simonim play a role, but you could say that it's dependent on Das. If a person has Das below the age of 13, a girl below the age of 12, maybe can become a Gedol beforehand. That makes a lot of sense. If you think about it for a moment, Shonim and Simonim, the idea of Godless, there really are two parts to Godless. There's the physical maturity and the intellectual maturity. Right? The physical maturity, that's Simonim, and the intellectual maturity is Das. So I think it makes sense. We just assume that an intellectual maturity and physical maturity come at the same time. That's the way Godless works. But it could be that the Ikar of Godless is really intellectual maturity, Das. So it could have been before the age of 13, but that's the Halacha L'Mosh Misinai, the Dafka 13. So says the Chasam Sofer, if you think about it for a moment, when does a Goy become a Gadol? That's a strange question, because like, what does it matter? Now, when does a Goy become a Gadol? I'll tell you what it matters for. Can we be manishim for the Zionists of B'nai Noach? And when does a Goy become a Gadol? At 13? At 12? Says the Chasam Sofer, no. They should become a Gadol or a Gadola once they reach the level of Das. Once they get full Das. Because it's not a function of Halacha L'Mosh Misinai. Halacha L'Mosh Misinai doesn't apply to B'nai Noach. So if the shear of 13 and 12, the shear of Godless and Shonim is Halacha L'Mosh Misinai, that doesn't apply to B'nai Noach. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, that lo nitnu shiurim livnei Noach, elo li Yisrael. There's no shear for B'nai Noach. That's a din in Yisrael. So Lachora, the Goy, the Nochris, becomes a Gedola once they reach the age of Das. And says the Chasam Sofer, that could be what the Tosfos Ritt has in mind. The Tosfos Ritt is saying, think about it. We're talking about a Ger Katan. We're talking about a non-Jew. We're trying to figure out until when can they be Mochen? Right? Until when can they be Mochen? Says the Chasam Sofer, maybe the idea is that since as a result of the Mecha, they're going to go back to their state of Goyus, they're not really Jewish completely. Right? The Gers will be Nekalim Afreya if they're Mochen. So maybe we look at it not as Shas Gadluso Mitzad Yisroel, meaning we're not going to look at it as the age of 13, the age of 12, but rather we look at it as Das, when they get a level of Das. Now, when Taka does Das come? So we had a number of you mentioned in Seder, we had the halacha, the pe'utos, ha'pe'utos mechon me'agachon memkra. The Gemara in Gitna, Daphnetes, says that at some lower age, some lesser age than Godless, less than 13 and 12. We assume in the Rabbonan that Mekha, Mekha, Memkra, Memkra, there is a level of Das, some kind of a level of Das. But as the Gemara Gittin says, it's not etched in stone. It's not like it's this point in time. Kibar Shiz, Kibar Shev, 6 years old, 7 years old, depends how smart he is, 8 years old, depends how smart the Katan or the Katana are. It could be that's what the Tosfos Ritt has in mind, that the ability to be Mocha is a function of the Das, not a function of God. It's not a function of age. It's a function of Das. So what the Tosfos Ritt is saying, I think perforce, according to the Tosfos Ritt, you can't say that it's one point in time, because how do you know he has Das? What, you press a button and you say he has Das? It's something that develops gradually. I think the Tosfos Ritt has to learn like the Ritva in the third Pshat. Right? It's an offshoot, it's a similar idea. The Ritva in the third Pshat is saying, no, Hibdili Yucholam Nemchos means Shonim. right, the age of Gadlus. But he says it's still not a point in time. It's that he's Moche from Katnus to Gadlus. According to the Tosafot Svid, you also have to say it's not a point in time. It can't be a point in time, because how do we know that the kid has Das? It's something that we have to evaluate in the child. We have to assess whether the child has Das. And that's something that can only happen over time. So I think according to the Tosafot Svid, what you have to say is that the Mecha is occurring over time. Over a period, he wasn't happy. We didn't fully know whether he had Das, and over time we feel like he's getting more Das, and yet he's Moche Mikatnuso Legadluso. Not Mitzad Shonen, but Mitzad the Das. That before we knew, we felt he had Das, he was Moche. He expressed his discontent with the Geirus, and that Taka continued. So because it continued, so therefore, that Mecha is going to upend the Geirus Lamafer. So could be that's what Rashi has in mind also, Dovji. That he's saying that I don't want to be, right? They say that E.F. Shenu Leos Geirim, we don't want to be Geirim. When is that occurring? I don't know, maybe it's occurring when they reach the age of Shanim, a little bit before Shanim, a little bit after. Or maybe it's occurring throughout the Katnus. They keep on saying, we don't want it. And the parents are saying, wait, you'll see, maybe it'll get better. And no, he keeps on saying that he doesn't want it. It's not that there's a formal statement that we don't want to be Geirim, and that's a Mecha. Could be that it's a general, it's a more elastic process, if you will, right? That it takes time for us to realize that he's being mocha and that he really doesn't want to go through with it. Okay. Yes, question.
Why don't you just say that it is an actual statement, and the statement is more, it's reasonable to say that a statement comes right away. A statement can be right away.
When?
But
if he becomes a gadol and didn't make the statement yet, so then kevin sheik dilu shah hashem and yichalul limchas.
Based on asks, maybe it's to say, or it,
based on asks, yeah. That sounds like a formal kabbalah.
No, it seems that we were just.
But once he's a gadol, isn't he automatically a gear?
No, Rashi is actually saying the lack of.
How do we know that
the lack of statement may not be anything? Only the active statement of saying I will not accept this.
But how do we know that he wanted to be mocha when he first turned 13? Maybe he changed his mind now. Who says that he had that feeling when he first turned 13?
If he said it when he first turned 13.
When? Tzeisa Kochavim? The following morning? That's the Ritfus Kasha. The question is, when is this Mecha taking place?
It's possible that it could be.
But maybe at night, he liked it. They threw a big party for him. He was all excited, and they took a video, and it was really great. Why? And he was all excited. The following morning, he says, I don't want to put on film. They said, come on, but you had the party. He says, I never wanted the party.
Why can't you be so not be asking? It's not a form of Kabbalah. It's not a form of Kabbalah. It's just
the way it is. What you're basically assuming is there doesn't have to be a split say. It doesn't have to be mamish and say sakochot. It can be
a few days after his bar mitzvah.
And
you can even say that.
But that's the Ritva's kasha, that a few days is not good enough. It's got to be close to the godless, because if not, then maybe Hitaka accepted upon himself and now he's changing his mind.
I just really think that he has an active statement. So I just think that Basin would ask him and right away, as soon as possible.
According to that, then it's the same as Tosfos, the first Pshat in the Ritva. You're saying that it says if he makes a statement, if we're looking for his statement, then basically we're looking for a Kabbalah. His Mecha is a lack of Kabbalah, and his lack of Mecha is a form of Kabbalah. That's what you have to say. Then Rashi is basically saying the same as the Bali Tosfos. Joe,
if this old Dastan was happening before he's actually, or she's 12. So what's the kasha of Rava? I mean, Rava's kasha is only based on the fact that she's going to get knas, but she's only going to get knas when she's 12. But the kasha should have happened before.
The Rishonim has that kasha. That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. Yeah. That's a good kasha. But not for now. Maybe if we go back to the third part, we'll deal with it. But that's a very good kasha. Yeah. Does everyone say that a katana can't get knas?
No,
right here. Oh,
but he's
asking
a question based off the Mishnah, which is
right. Right. Okay, that's a very good kasha. It's tough, guys. We got to work on the Tosafot Svid. It's not posh. Yeah, it's a good kasha. Comes the Rif and throws a monkey wrench into the whole sugya. The Rif in Yevamos quotes Rav Huna's halacha, but he leaves out Rav Yosef's edition. He quotes the din that Ger Kodem Avilim Asal Al Das Vezdin, but he leaves out that Hikdil Yecholam Limchos. The Rosh quotes that the Riv omitted Rav Yosef's halacha. And the Rosh is troubled. He says, why would the Riv not paskin like Rav Yosef? Well, that's the gut reaction you have. If the Riv leaves out Rav Yosef, then the stomach doesn't hold like Rav Yosef. He holds it, you can't be mocha. Says the Rosh, I understand Abai and Rava argue against Rav Yosef. They ask kashas against Rav Yosef. But those questions were answered. The Temahu, Imishim Dabai of Rav Yikshal Devorah, of Harinus Ratsu Kush Yosef. Weren't the questions answered? Questions were answered. The Ran goes even further. He also asks on the Riv. Says the Ran, the Bain Rav are arguing with Rav Yosef at all. Maybe they're just trying to explain the Mishnayos, and when we get the answers, so then everything is great. Rav Yosef comes out smelling good. And also the Gemara says Abaye's kasha doesn't apply to Rav, and Rav's kasha doesn't apply to Abaye. So, who says these kashas are so compelling? Says the Ram. But the Riff is against Rav Yosef because Abai and Rava ask kashas. First of all, the questions were answered. Secondly, they didn't ask each other's questions. Thirdly, who claimed that these are really kashas? They're not kashas against Rav Yosef. They're simply trying to be mevarah the Mishnah. So why would the Riff pass against Rav Yosef? Pack a pillow claim against the Riff. Very difficult. Very difficult. So comes the Ran and says, quotes the Ramban. Ran quotes the Ramban and says, you know what the Pshat is? The Riff didn't paskin against Rav Yosef. He limited Rav Yosef's halach. He limited his halach. He said it only applies to certain circumstances. Kosov haramban v'le'adati lama elam kenu mefarish divrei Rav Yosef v'gershin es garibonim v'vnosav ima. Aval ratuna damar gerkot mafilin asol das bezdin. Eino yochol limchos. Shemkein makoach bezdin yo. Dr. Ramban, maybe the Riff holds Rav Yosef's klal of Idilichol limchos applies when? Only if nisgaru banav uvnosav ima. Only if the parent is being nisgar together with the child. The parent is being nisgar together with the child, so that may be Idilichol limchos. But the parent is not being nisgar, and what are we relying on? We're relying on the bezdin. Right? To determine that it's a schus, we don't automatically think it's a schus. If the parents are being misguided as well, so then we assume it's a schus for the child, and it's a davar pashut, it's a schus for the child. Or we're not relying on bezdin, let's put it that way. We're not relying on bezdin to determine that it's a schus for the child. If the parents are not being misguided together with the child, then we are relying on bezdin. Abimon asal adas bezdin. We're relying on bezdin to determine that it's a schus for the child. Then we can't allow him to be mocha, says the Rambam. If we're relying on Bezdin, the parents are just bringing him, they're not actually being misguided together with him, then we're relying on Bezdin to determine it's a schus. In such a case, Machag can't work. Why not? Im kein makorach Bezdin yafen. If we'll allow the Gerkotan to be mocha nisheigdil, and we're relying on Bezdin, makorach Bezdin yafen, then what's the strength of Bezdin? The whole purpose of the Bezdin is to determine that there's a schus over here, so if we allow him to be mocha, basically, there's no teeth to Bezdin, there's no strength to Bezdin. We have this kalal and shas in different contexts. In Kein Makor Bezdin Yav, we don't allow certain things, certain statements, certain pronouncements of Bezdin to become batal, because in Kein Makor Bezdin Yav, it weakens the Koach of Bezdin. Bezdin looks bad, weakens the Koach of Bezdin. So Dr. Ramban, that could be what the Riff had in mind. That if Nisgar Yavanav with Nosavim, we're not really relying on Bezdin, we don't need Rapunas Chiddish that Mabil Nosal Das Bezdin, because it's a schus anyway. We still need the Bezdin to be there, Bishas Tevila. No one's denying the fact that the Bezdin is there. But we're not relying on the assessment of Bezdin to determine that there's a schus. So if we're not relying on the assessment of Bezdin, then Mechol will work. Strangely enough, right? It's more of a schus if the parents are being misgayer with him. It's more, we'd imagine it's more of a schus. But yet, if Dilu Yecholim Limchos applies Nafka there, if he's Moche, then he tells us that it wasn't a schus for him. But the reason why he can be Moche is because Bezdin is not the one who is being Kofeya that it's a schus. But Dr. Ramban, if Bezdin is the one who's being koveya, because the parents are not being misguided together with the child, then we can't allow the machar to go on, to take place, because then it's going to be mevata the koach of Bezdin. An interesting idea that the Ramban has within the youth. Now this yisod of the Ramban is clearly against many of Rishonim, many of the Rishonim. Which Rishonim? The Shita. Right? The Shita quotes the Ritva and the Rashba. Right? What do the Rashba and the Ritva and the Shita say? Rav Yosef's Lashon is Higdilu Yecholim Limchos. Well, what's key about that Lashon? Higdilu, plural. Midakatani Higdilu V'lo Katani Higdil. Mashva D'Koya Filu Akhtanam Shnizgayru Im Avim. L'chaim Piresh Rashi Zal, says the Shita. Even if Nisgayru Im Avim. What's before from that lashon of the Shita? Which case would we think that the Kotan could be Mocha more? If Bezdin is doing it, right? Not if Nisgayru Im Avim. Right? If Nisgayru Im Avim is less of a likelihood that the Mocha should work. That's definitely against the Ramban Bedasarif. And that's how Rashi writes as well. Even with Avim, they can be Mocha. Chiddush, even with Avim. Sounds like it's less likely that the Mocha should work then. Now, why should that be true? What's the reason? What do you think? Because this is a Chia. It's a Zchus Gomor. You'd imagine that because it's a Zchus Gomor, and if it's a Zchus Gomor, so then they shouldn't be able to be Mocha. So it sounds like it's more likely that you shouldn't be able to be mocha if the parents of this guy are with the child. Ramban is learning the riff the exact opposite. It's a big chiddush in the Ramban. Right? Big chiddush. The Ramban could have said the pshat in the riff is what? That Dafka Rav Yosef is right if Bezdin is determining this chus. Not if the parents of this guy are together with him. The Ramban says the exact opposite, that the Rif holds that Dafka, if the parents are being misguided with the child, then he can be Mocha. Let's try this out on the board so we'll get it clear. Okay? Ovid v'imo hevio l'sgaya. Misguided or im Ovid v'imo. When does Mecha work? Ramban Bedasarif is what? When does Mecha work? Does it work if the parents bring him to be Mizgayer? No. Because Imke Makoa Bezin Yof. If Nisgayru Imo, then it does work. Why? Because
based on the
right. Afalpi Shadirik is chus. Imocha Nisgala Shaino Zuchus. Shaino Zuchus. That you could have said the opposite. Right? You could have said that, okay, you can be Mocha in this case, and not if the parents of this guy are with him, because if the parents of this guy are with him, it's his chus gomor.
Why Nakash the Rif?
What?
Why in the Rif quote? The Nakash the Rif?
Yosef Salacha.
Yeah. He's only forced to say that because of the Kash and the Rif, why he left
it
out.
I understand. Right? The Rif leaves Rav Yosef out, right? So Dr. Ramban. The Ramban, what? But the Rif holds really, Rav Yosef is right.
The Mishnah's case, but not by Rav
Yosef. Just a second. Rav Yosef is right if Nisgayru im Ovid v'ima, right, in the Mishnah's case. Strange, why would the Rif leave it out anyway? It does apply in some circumstances. What's Ramban saying? Right? You can be Mocha. You can be Mocha if Nisgayru im Ovid v'ima. So why does the Rif leave it out? does Rav leave it out according to the Ran? The Ran's Ramban.
Rav Yosef was explaining Rav Huna.
Rav Yosef was explaining the Mishnah, he's saying.
Only, the Mishnah.
Only on the Mishnah. Yeah.
Rav Huna is only talking about where parents don't come.
Right. Rav Huna is only talking about where the parents don't come?
Don't convert with him.
Don't convert with him. Yeah, okay, right. So you're saying what? Rav Yosef is only going on the Mishnah. He was not going on Rav Huna, and that's... Right, okay. But Misvara, the second possibility, seems more mistaber. Misvara. According to whom? Lefi Rashi and the Sheba. Misvara, that's what I would have said. It's not going to help with the Rif, but Misvara, that's what I would have said. Now, what's the Pashup Chat in the Rif? Pashup Chat in the Rif is one. Can't be Mocha Bechlau. Why should that be true? Why should that be true? I know, but what's the Svar to say that? How could the Rif understand? Again? Why? Why can't you be Mocha? What's he assuming? Aaron? Posh it, simple. I'm just looking for a simple Svar. The Rif could say that Geiris is a Schus Gomer. Right? Objectively, it's a Schus, so we don't allow him to be Mocha. Which Rishon said objectively Geiris is a Schus Gomer? Remember? Second day in Taisis, right? We're trying to figure out eventually, because the Katan and Zechim Yitam Shlicha, so how does the Geiris work when that Torah comes Taisis in the second chance? It's a Schus Gomer. Schus Gomer breaks the rules. So I'm not putting the Rif together with the Torah. So I'm saying in Svara, the Rif is not talking about Zechim Yitam Shlichas. I don't know what the Rif holds about Zechim Yitam Shlichas. He could hold Zechim Yitam Shlichas and wouldn't be bothered by that Kasha. But the Yisod that Geiris could be a Schus Gomer, we found in the Rishonim. It's not such a pellet to say maybe the Rif Kaka holds Geiris as a Schus Gomer, and that's why Mechad doesn't work. Rav Yosef obviously doesn't hold like that. But Taka, maybe the Rif claims Abai and Rava, passing against Rav Yosef, and we go like Abai and Rav, and not like Rav Yosef. If we talk and go against Rav Yosef, even though the Rush and the Ran felt that wasn't compelling. Who says that? Who says that Pshat Bedas Harif? Who says that the Rif goes like Abai and Rav and not like Rav Yosef? The Magen Mishnah says that. I know the Rush and the Ran disagree, but that's what the Magen Mishnah says, Beferish. Because the Ram also doesn't mention Higdil Yecholam Limchus. At least in Hilchos Yisrael. Right? The Ram leaves out Higdil Yecholam Limchos in Hilchos Yisrael Bia. Gam Rabbeinu Lo Hizkira Lo Nizkira Hadar of Yosef Balachos with Gam Rabbeinu Lo Hizkira says the Magen Mishnah Vinir Hashem Sovim the Kher the Rav of Abaya have a most V'alei Lo Avisari Kavar say Hilchah Chayin Alachake. Rav Yosef is rejected by the Gemara. He's rejected by Abaya and Rav, so we don't pass him like him. That could be what the Rif holds. That could be what the Rif holds. He might hold that it's a Schus Gomer. He might hold that it's a Schus Gomer. And if it's a Schus Gomer, so then you can't be Mocha, period. Ain't a Yofa Limchus.
Is he holding against the Ritva that Zachan and Mafreya will work? But Zachan Balkorcha will work? Sorry. If it's a Schus Gomer, then Balkorcha it works. Because how does the Katan and Ramkabu in the Mitzvah spread?
So that's strange, right? Zachan Balkorcha is saying, if the Katan later says he doesn't want it, so is that Megalan and Mafreya that it wasn't a Schus? Ellie, what do you want to say?
Why can't he turn it down?
Right, why can't he turn it down? It's Pashut, right? He should be able to turn it down when he first finds out about it. That's a very good point. Good point. Right, they said that the Rif holds it to Schus Gomer, and now he can't even tell us what he wants. It's a pellet, you're right. That is the Pashup Shad in the Rif, but it's very difficult to say like that. Right? It's very difficult to say that you can't be Mocha because it's a Schus Gomer. By every other case of... is that true? Maybe the Rif is saying by things that are not a Schus Gomer. Maybe something where it's a Schus, people would think it's a Schus, and this individual has the ability to determine for us, to tell us what he's thinking. But maybe by a Schus Gomer, we'll say, Bat L'Daito Etzel Kol Adam. Bat L'Daito, we know what's best for him. No one would be be mochas. If he's being mocha, that's an abnormal thing to do. But l'daisa, that's such a strange thing. If it's a schus gomer, maybe by a schus gomer, maybe balkar chataka works because he's not really thinking straight. Yaakov. The saying like that. He's locked in. He's not locked in until the last moment. So, I mean, here, what do you mean by locked in? The katan was not even makabel mitzvahs upon himself. So it's strange to say that he should be locked in. Unless you say it's a schus gomer, and then we just don't take his statement into account because we assume that he's not thinking straight. That he's not thinking straight. Interesting. We find an idea similar to this. This idea that schus gomer prevents someone from being mocha. We find that in the Chasam Sofer. Actually, Pesachet Shuvah quotes the Chasam Sofer, who's paskening a shayla. He was asked whether Higdili Yecholim Limchos. There's a case of a Ger Katan who was Mocha, and the question was, can he be Mocha? So the Chasam Sofer has a very interesting tzibuf. He says, look, I think that he can't be Mocha. You know why? Because the Rif holds that you can never be Mocha. Notice, the Chasam Sofer understood the Rif is not distinguishing against the Ramban, like the Poshim Shat in the Rif. Could even add that that's what the Chasam Sofer holds. Right? Chasam Sofer b'das harif. So come to the Chasam Sofer and says, look, the Rif holds against Rav Yosef that you can never be mochen. We don't pass them like the Rif, but that's what the Rif sheep. The Bahag holds that at least when the parents bring him, he can't be mochen. If he comes by himself, maybe he can be mochen. Because we assume he doesn't have nachut, if the parents are bringing him, that's enough of his chus that he can't be mocha. So says the Chasam Sofer, at least if the parents of his guy are with him, that's better than if they bring him to Bezdin, says the Chasam Sofer. So at least if the parents on his guy are with him, of course he shouldn't be able to be mocha. No, the Rif says he can never be mocha. The Bahab says that if the parents bring him, he can't be mocha. I'm not sure what he says about the second case, but at least if the parents bring him, he says, the Bahag says he can't be mochas. He says the Chasam Sofer, at least in the better case, in the case where it's more of a schus, if the parents actually have a guy with him, he shouldn't be able to be mochas. Why? He's not the Chasam Sofer. That's a schus gama. That's a schus gama. That's the svar of the Chasam Sofer. That this idea of whether he can be mochas, he not be mochas, or Yosef right or not, it's all a function of what is viewed, when is Geir is viewed as a schus. Is it a schus gomer or not? If it's a schus gomer, it can't be mocha because we assume objectively it's a schus. So that's the shaila. The Rif says it's always a schus gomer. The Chasam Sofer says that's not convincing. We don't pass it like him, but at least if his parents were misguided with him, it should be a schus gomer, then he shouldn't be able to be mocha. So the Chasam Sofer is not saying this pshat in the Rif. He says, of course, the Rif holds you can never be mocha. But he's saying at least if the parents of his guy are emo, then you should not be able to be. Yes.
How does the Ramban
read the Higdili? Higdili is saying double.
Yeah.
Right. So he'll probably read it as Katan and Ktan, as opposed to two cases of Geirus. Right? Higdilu meaning all the Geirus. You want to have different types? Katan and Ktan, not necessarily Nisgairu Avosav Imo, Lonis Gairu Imo, but rather Katan and Ktan. That's probably how he would read it. I think the answer is that Makor Beis Din Yofa applies that Beis Din is actually doing something. Here, it's not all cases of Geir, Beis Din is formally accepting the Geir. They're going through the act. The question is, what makes it a zchus for the Geir? Right? Is Beis Din the one ascertaining? Is Beis Din the one evaluating? We're relying on the Das Beis Din to determine that it's a zchus or not? So if we're relying on the Das of Beis Din, so then you could say that Makoach Beis Din Yofa. Others will say no, that Makoach Beis Din Yofa means that if Beis Din is doing some kind of an action, right, they're doing some kind of an action, then the rule of Makoach Beis Din Yofa applies. So somehow over here it doesn't apply. Maybe Makal Bezen Yafa only applies where the Gemara says it applies. Gemara doesn't say Enkei Makal Bezen Yafa over here. Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of Ksubas, it uses this klal a little bit. Maybe the other Rishonim hold that Enkei Makal Bezen Yafa applies only in the limited cases where the Gemara applies it. But why should I expand and say that that applies in other cases as well? Not so clear. The Rambam is the final shita that we have to evaluate. The Rambam is similar to the Rif, but not so clear. Also not so clear. Right? We had trouble with the Rif. The Rif leaves out Rabbi Yosef's halacha. The question is, what does that mean? Is he limiting Rabbi Yosef's halacha, or is he saying, no, it just doesn't apply at all? But the Rambam is even more difficult than the Rif, because he leaves out Rabbi Yosef's halacha in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, but in Hilchos Melachim he quotes it. And that's Mamash's theory. That's a contradiction. That's what the Rambam points out. Very, very difficult, the Rambam. What does he mean? On the one hand, he leaves it out in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, but then in Hilchos Melachim he does quote it. Benoshin is Gaia, the Kavala Mol, Baha, Rotzalaza, Meachri Hashem, Belios, Gertosha, Belbak, Shayim, Mechodem, Ain Shaman Lo. Mechod doesn't work. By a Gergol. But if you have a Kodak, Shayim, Bibu Benz, then Yachol Limchos Beshoshi Yagu, Beer Gertosha, Belbak. Don't imply it. The Ran asks, what's going on over here? The Ran misos himself from Hilchos Yisurei Biyah to Hilchos Melachim. Is Rav Yosef right or is he not right? Can you be Mochen? Can you not be Mochen? Very difficult Rambam. Very, very difficult Rambam. So comes the Bach and suggests a fascinating idea. The Bach suggests that maybe Rav Yosef's Iker Halacha was not about the Iker Gers. Rav Yosef never meant to say, that the Ger through the Mecha can be Oker the Gers completely. What he simply meant is that it's not fair. If the ger doesn't want to be a ger, how can we punish the ger? If he doesn't have aveira, we're going to give him corporal punishment. We're going to give him some onesh haguf. How can we give him onesh haguf? It's not fair. We will magayer him without his full das. So how can we hold it against him? But not that the gerus would be nekar legamri lemafreya. That's how the Bach understands. That really, Rav Yosef Zikr Halacha is that igdilu yecholim limchos. We can't give him onshim. Can't give him onshim. And Be'emes, if you look carefully at Rashi, Rashi does mention such an idea. Yecholim limchot, he says, Ve'ein lanu lo'onshim be'bezden, afilu yodeinu tkifa, even if we have control, we shouldn't give him onshim. Now, Rashi doesn't stop at that. Rashi says, V'mkidei shishim ishamicha, ein atzuyuch haget li'os ki Yisrael mumar. He's no longer Jewish, right? He's not considered Jewish, he's not considered Yisrael. So Rashi says, it's not just onshim, it's that the Geirus is Necker completely. The Bach suggests that maybe there's some kind of a split. Maybe there's a split. Maybe we won't give him Onshim, but the Geirus is not going to be Necker Lagamri. Maybe that's what Rav Yosef had in mind. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim quotes Rav Yosef's halacha, because there he's talking about punishing. Punishing the guy. Punishing the individual if he's Mocha in the Geirus. Can we punish him? Can we not? I mean, Hilchos Melachim in general is talking about onshim. Onshim of Ben Noach. That's what the whole parak is talking about. Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, the Rambam is talking about the Geirus itself. So the Geirus itself is still chal. The Bach seems to assume that according to the Rambam, the Geirus is still kayam. But we're not going to give him onshim. The mud and the chiluk that the Bach has. Very, very big chiddush. Very, very big chiddush. That's what he says. Simin Reish Samaches Siv Zayin. The Chasam Sofer offers a different pshat in the Rambam, a much simpler pshat. Chasam Sofer says the Rambam, he thinks, is being mechalik between two cases of Geirus. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah is talking about where the parents are bringing the Geir to be misgayim. Parents are bringing him to be misgayim. That's what the Rambam is talking about. Mubarish misgayim, Benayin Tzarach Tfila. The parents are the being misgayim. They're bringing him to be misgayim. So there, the Rambam holds that to the Schus Gomer. Chasam Sofer says, according to the Rambam, even if the parents bring the Ger Kotten to be Mizgai, that's the Schus Gomer, and he can't be Mocha. When does the Rambam say in Hilchos Melachim that you can't be Mocha? That's where the parents are not involved. Where the Kotten himself is coming. Remember that case we had in the Torah? The Kotten is not a Bar Das completely, but if he has enough Das, he comes to Bez and says, I want to become a Ger. So we don't know for sure if he has das, but we'll be megayer him. But he doesn't. He's not a gadol. So because he's not a gadol, and he doesn't have parents that are bringing him or being misgayer, says the Chasam Sofer, there the Rambam holds that he can't be mocha. Because it's not a schus gamer anymore. It's not a schus gamer anymore. Okay? The Rambam would hold, let's see if we can fit the Rambam in over here. The Rambam would hold that, according to the Chasam Sofer, I'm leading out the Bach from the Chasam Sofer, the Rambam would say that if the parents brought him, can he be mocha? No. If the parents of the sky are with him, can he be mocha? No. When can he be mocha? Bomayatz. Bomayatzmo, then the Rambam says that he can be mocha. Because if the parents are involved, as Yudas Eschus Gomer, if he comes himself, we will be Megayer him, it's not Eschus Gomer. So now, even though he was the one who started the ball rolling coming to Beis Din, but it's not Eschus Gomer, so if after he becomes a girl, he wants to be Mocha, so then he won't be able to be Mocha, because as long as it's not Eschus Gomer, then he can be Mocha. The Rif and the Rambam really threw a monkey wrench into the sugya, really made it interesting. But Yosef says, the Rif and the Rambam leave it out, partially leave it out, the Gamri. Question is, how to learn their Shita? Is it an extreme Shita, like the Pashup Shat and the Rif, or are there limitations to the Shita? But the Yisod is to figure out what is viewed as a Schus Gomer. When is it viewed as a Schus Gomer for Geiris? If it's a Schus Gomer, so then Efshe Mekenzogin, that you can't be Mocha. Because if it's a Schus Gomer, then objectively it's viewed as a Schus, and then Mechot is not going to work with it. Okay, let's stop here. I just want to add a brief thought.